This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to another broadcast of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver, and I am joined by my lesbian lover.
Don't piss me off.
We're gonna jump straight into this episode because apparently, word on the curb is me and Neek are together. Listen, I don't know. Somebody on my TikTok.
Freaky Dickly over here. Okay?
Somebody on my TikTok left a comment on it. I posted a video about being lonely. And some guy left a comment and was like, he said, wait, you're single? I thought you were with old girl.
Old girl? Hello? Who's old girl? Me?
And so I had
Does
to
it get lesbian?
Lesbian? I don't know. But I was like, the only videos we have together on my TikTok, like outside of the podcast TikTok, like my personal TikTok, is like I have three pinned at the top. But like, did that give off we were together? I think it was because I had my arm around you.
This is why you're not on
this. Don't even start. Okay, guys. Hi. Welcome back to another episode. We missed you guys. It's been a minute since.
Also.
Yeah.
We love everybody.
Yeah.
We are not discriminating. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But not over here.
Not over here. No. You lost your chance years ago. So, yeah, it's been a couple weeks since we've been here with you guys. Since we last filmed, I had my birthday. So, a little birthday. It's already almost been a month. That's crazy. I spent the day alone and unplugged. I told my closest friends and my mom and my dad that I just wanted to turn my phone off for the day. And so they let me do that. I touched in the morning and the evening. But for the most part, yeah, I just hung out by myself, went and got my nails done, got a little pedicure, got some Wingstop, and came home. I sat on the couch all day, minding my business. Had a great time.
Simple thing.
Had a great time. So my goal was to go and do a cold plunge. What?
Your lashes look so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
The wing too. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I was going to go do a cold plunge at the waterfall that me and Dad went to. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like doing anything, honestly. But I still need to do it. And I need to do it quick before it gets way too cold.
It was your birthday and you do what you want to.
Right.
And if that's what made you happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a good time. It was great. And then the only other thing I've really done is me and another one of my best friends, Brooke and Laura, went camping. Yes. We had a girls' camping trip. Neek couldn't make it. I mean, basically, she opted out. It's not her thing. Understandable.
I'll do outside.
She's not outdoorsy gal.
I get itchy.
Even though we were literally in a camper with air conditioning and running water and a toilet. But yeah, so we went up to a beautiful lake near us called Norris Lake. Mm-hmm. And we were at a campground, and there was like long-term campers. So people that literally have a camper, they pay like a monthly fee to keep it there thing. Mm-hmm. And then closer to the lake, there is like nightly rentals and stuff like that. So we got one on the very edge.
Is it like a lot?
Yeah, it's like a huge, like a it's the bank of the lake, and everything's gravel. They try to keep it as like wooded and natural as possible. So it's not paved roads and stuff like that. But you have electric hookup, water hookup. Mm-hmm. And we were in the back, very back corner, but we were at the top of the hill. We had the best spot, but it was slightly at an angle. It didn't look like it from the outside because we were on a hill. Mm-hmm. Bitch, when we stepped up into the camper, it was literally like, doing the Michael Jackson, like lean.
Right.
Leaning the whole time. Just sideways. The whole time.
Did you have a hard time falling asleep because you just kind of felt?
Yes. Because my bed was like, it made me roll to my side instead of feeling like I'm rolling down. Yeah.
So you kind of felt like you were falling.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. But I mean, other than that, like, it was great. It was really nice to disconnect again. Yes. We really didn't have service out there. And so I wasn't, you know, aimlessly scrolling social media. But I will say, for as much as we wanted to relax, so it was just me and Gee the first night. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm a piddler, right? Well, me and Gee are born 3 days apart, okay? So we're literally, we're the same people. When I tell you, fussing. We didn't do nothing for 3 days but piddle. Just touching stuff. She would go and clean up the table, touch up, and I'd come right behind her 10 minutes later. I'm not even getting, and we were laughing about it, and we just kept doing it. I said, Brooke, quit touching stuff. Sit down. We couldn't sit still for more than 15 minutes the whole trip. Honey, stoking the fire, getting a rick of wood. And then she had a hammock, and we set that up, and finally we had about a 3 hour just like completely zenned out.
Love that.
Sitting there looking at the water, watching all the boats go by. Mm-hmm. Honey, there was boats going by in the middle of the night, pitch black, no lights.
Hello.
Scary. The stars were beautiful. There was cool. The moon wasn't out. It was a new moon. So yeah, that was beautiful. Ate really good. We got to cook on the Blackstone. I made some breakfast nachos. I posted a TikTok about it. Yeah, fire. Gluten-free. We'll get into that later. And then I did some corn on the cob over the fire. and a funny thing that happened, there are apparently a really big skunk population at that campground. And the little campground manager came by on his golf cart, and he was telling us, he was like, yeah, they're really friendly. Like, they make great pets. They won't spray you as long as you don't have any animals around. He was like, they'll come up and rub on your leg.
No, you fucking
lie. I said, no, Clarence. I'll be sweet to it. Nah. I'll be sweet to it. But I cannot take that risk. Have you ever smelled what it smells? No, ma'am. So, first night, we're sitting by the fire, pitch black, right? It's nothing but campfire light. Girl, me and our ears waiting for a rustle. It's as soon as we heard those footsteps, bitch, flashlight, look, here it comes. I said, oh, Lord, it's Pepe Le Pew. Uh-uh. We tried to sit there for a second to see if it was going to keep going, but like, it was so dark, all you could see was the white stripe of it. And then it looked like it started walking up the hill towards us. I was like, get in the camper. And we waited it out about 20 minutes, came back outside, and he was gone. Came back the second night. That night, we stayed out and watched him, and he walked all the way down the bank. But, whew, Lord.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah, we had a great time.
I would have cried.
It was wonderful. Also, again, we were going to do a cold plunge, but the water was really, really low. Okay. And so we would have had to, like, walk out where it's, like, mud and rocks and stuff like that. It wasn't ideal.
Your water shoes.
I had them. I had my Chacos, but I feel like you could have sunk.
No, you didn't get water.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was really fun. We had a good time. Can't wait to do it again. My dad has a camper, and he long-term camps. He literally camps during the work week and then comes home on the weekends. And he's always telling me, he's like, you can go up there anytime. And I'm like, you know what, Dad? I see why you're up there. I see why you want to do this. It is. It is. It just reminds you, like, none of this shit matters.
Yes.
None of this shit matters. Yes. And it helps your brain slow down.
It's a very small part, you know, a small piece in a bigger puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What about you? What have you been up to?
I don't even know. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Home.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah. School. Next new semester started.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to lock in, stop procrastinating and waiting to the last minute. Okay. And just instead of you having to sit down, lock in, and knock everything out in like 4 or 5 hours, why not just do a little itty bit?
A little at a time, yeah.
Like, quit playing. You ain't doing nothing no way.
I'm a bad procrastinator. When I was just like, did my online, yeah.
I feel like I do my best work in a crunch, but then it stresses me out.
All right.
And it's just like, it's just get it done.
So. Just, yeah, no, I totally get that.
So,
if I know like, something's not due till Friday, I'm doing it Friday.
Or on Thursday.
You should have said it was due Monday. That was your best bet.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, it's just, it's not even worth the headache. Just get it done.
Right.
So. I have something to do tomorrow.
Oh, God. You have something to do tomorrow?
I have something to do Monday. Okay. So.
You got a minute. You got a minute. And you're off. You're off. Yes. So, are you liking your new schedule? Your set days?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
For work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, so here's the thing. I love working 12s because I've been saying this for the longest. Like, I'm tired of doing 8s. I'm tired of working every day of the week. Like,
you were working basically 6 days a week.
Yeah. Like, I just indefinitely. Had no me time.
Yeah.
So then to get literally Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays,
mm-hmm.
like, no weekends.
Yeah, never have to work. And that's like unheard of in our field.
It is like 3 12s. It's just like,
See,
so it's like, 12s. It's got its good and its bad. It's just like, but you know, I'd rather just get it out the way and just vibe until then. But it just makes it so much harder to go back. So like I said, it has its good and its bad, but I'm.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I'm fucking with it. So yeah. I'm locked in. No weekends. I'm sold.
Right.
Nothing else matters. We can power through.
I finally have pretty much set days off. I have Fridays off now, which I love a Thursday Friday.
I hate that. But
love a Thursday Friday. Yes. Mm-hmm.
4 day weekender?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 day.
3 day.
Yeah.
I'm used to my 4 day.
My favorite shift ever is not working for one. Never having a clock in again in my life. To be determined. Coming soon. From. But I love a swing shift. So I love 3 12s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yes. And keep that rotation going.
Yes.
So every 2 weeks you have 6 days off in a row. Priceless. The best.
Those are hard to come by. Yeah. Few and far between.
Yeah.
When you get them, you hold on.
All right. Well, this episode, we are going to go over some hot trending topics. Okay. We're going to touch on a little bit of Keke Palmer drama. Mm-hmm. And what the girls are saying about her newest venture. And we're also going to get into some rap beefs with the girlies. Now,
the girls because are into
Twitter,
it.
Twitter's popping off and going off. And we're going to, you know, I got my pop culture queen here. So we're gonna probe Neek's mind and figure out what's going on. Okay, so first, Keke.
Okay.
Southern Fried Rice, is that the name of the show?
Yes.
Okay. I would love to get your opinion on it. What you think, well, and everything that's
first,
come out so far.
Like, apparently, let's just start with the basics. Let's just explain what from what I know, because I really painted this because everybody, I just hate when everybody has an opinion about something. I just shut up. I'm tired of it personally. So I try to like disassociate. But from the little bit that I have seen, Kiki has produced on her TV show network a show, Southern Fried Rice, which is about an Asian girl that was adopted by a black family and is now going to a HBCU. And it's just going to show her experience doing this. And everybody's upset because why would Kiki tell this type of story? Nobody wants to see that. Am I missing anything? Kiki's tap dancing, like court gesture.
Yeah,
is a fan of losers.
I saw a TikTok comment that said, "I like Kiki, but I feel this is what she sees as blackness. She's a theater kid who cosplays hood auntie." So I feel like there's some like kind of mean stuff coming out of like, is it that deep? Is it not that deep?
It's not that deep.
I feel like as a white woman, I ain't got no say, you know, so that's why I want to get your opinion on it.
Me personally, I don't think it's that deep. Mm-hmm. I think
it's not Kiki's story either. She's just producing it and allowing other people to.
Correct. She's giving opportunities because on the flip side of this, outside of the storyline, everybody that's worked on this project is a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the television industry, in the film industry, having a cast of people of color is few and far between. So the fact that Kiki is even doing that and people putting people in this position to do so, I think is a great thing. And then they're talking about the quality and the storyline and what she's talking about. Tyler Perry puts out all types of diabolical bullshit on a daily basis and y'all eat it up. So
diabolical.
What's wrong when Kiki does it?
Well, and I think that was a conversation that it's kind of like a punchline for us of like, oh, did you see that new show that come out? And it's like, nope, typical Tyler Perry trope. And I think my limited opinion on it is, like you said, she's allowing other people a platform to tell their stories. And yeah, maybe it is a trope. Maybe it is a stereotypical type of movie, but you have the choice just to not watch it.
Correct.
Everybody can have their opinion on it, but I think especially with this age of social media, the way people just dive into trying to just
pile on.
Yeah. And like, oh, the think pieces and the dissertations which I get. And if you do feel offended, okay, but it's entertainment. It's movie. It's Hollywood. It's cinema. It's storytelling.
Way too deep.
Yeah.
But I mean, me personally, I don't see it, but I see other people are very, very passionate about it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I support Kiki. I love everything that she does.
I also saw someone say, if you, like, because people are giving, oh, it should have been this. It should have been a Blasian actor. Or it should have been a black woman moving abroad to Asia and so on and so forth. And they're like, if that's the type of movie you want to see, make it.
You literally just took the words out of my mouth.
Right. Or go find someone
the script and send it to Kiki so she can do it.
Right. So that's, yeah.
Since you got your fancy degree and shit and you know everything.
Yeah. No, seriously. We stand Kiki here. I love her. So,
yeah.
All right. Moving into the rap beef. Cardi B recently dropped her sophomore album, I believe.
Yes.
And
after last 7 years.
Oh yeah. After and last I saw, did Miss Nikki come on Twitter and say that she is like quote unquote retiring or she's not doing the second album or next album? Glad you got what you asked for kind of thing. What's going on?
That's what I'm getting. Apparently Nikki is not releasing her album that she said that she was going to release in March of next year. Apparently she's not anymore and it's Jay-Z's fault. I don't understand what Jay-Z has done that's got in Roc Nation, but Nikki is literally obsessed. But she looks really bad.
Is she signed to Roc Nation?
No.
Oh, so what's Jay-Z have to do with anything?
Exactly.
Oh, so that's the burning question.
She says that Jay-Z owes money because you remember Tidal? which is like a music streaming.
Oh, yeah, his streaming platform. Yes. I'm with you. Okay.
And apparently Nicki was supposed to be an investor. Okay. And invested $1 million, but then she really didn't invest $1 million, but she still feels like, and they just sold Tidal.
Okay.
So now she feels like she's entitled to get something of the sale of Tidal.
Is that the contract she signed?
There is no contract. But okay. So that's from what I'm getting.
It's giving, who's the guy crashing out about Kevin Samuels? Crashing out about Deuces and Chris Brown and having no money and being broke.
Kevin McCall.
Yes, it's giving that. Like,
yes.
This is the contract he signed.
And he's right? crazy I don't for know. Real. He's diagnosed.
Yeah.
So he's off his meds.
Well, Nicki.
So let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, Cardi releases her album. It drops. And I like the album. I love that she really didn't really hit too much on Nicki. She addressed all the other current beefs that are going on with the other rap girlies. I thought that was a good vibe to really just not even feed into the beef with Nicki Minaj. I mean, she might have said a thing here or there that associated, but I don't feel like it was like a straight up, my album is to diss Nicki. Type shit. It was like, my album is to diss all you bitches that tried to play in my face in the meantime, in between time type shit. And I fucked with that. I thought it was good. It was catchy and all that thing. So what transpired after, I don't think I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting Nicki, but we didn't get Nicki until like a little bit after. I think she was on pause. No? Did Nicki join in the day of? I think she waited a couple of days before she popped off. But who was first? I think Cardi and JT.
Ugh. Are we talking about once the album dropped, yes. who started
yes.
sub-tweeting saying, yes. okay,
I think it was Cardi. First of all, I just hate that the girls are into it. Like, I just want everybody to get along, just rap together and be feature artists and everybody just be right. bad bitches and just
right.
rap together. I'm just...
Yeah, yeah.
You hoes is pissing me off. Like, get along and make some music. Get some money. Golly. But I do love that the girls are putting it... I wish... Get off Twitter.
Right.
What Lotto say? Get off the computer and get in the booth.
Ooh.
Like, get off Twitter
okay.
and make a song about it. Like, put it on wax. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of the Twitter fingers.
Okay, who all has Nicki had beef with in her career?
Nicki. Well, starting off with Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm. When she first came on the scene. Yes. When Nicki first came on the scene.
Remy.
Yeah.
Infamous. Who was it when she was in her itty-bitty piggy era? You wouldn't know. Was it...
What's Itty Bitty Piggy era?
Oh, Lauren, please.
What?
It was the early days.
The YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you. Yes,
I can't
yes,
remember fire. The girl that she was beefing with then.
Her,
that was a female rapper.
Yeah. That cypher was fire.
I think there might have been a Trina beef.
Okay.
Meg, maybe? Meg, okay. Cardi. I can't keep up. Yeah. Miley Cyrus, motherfucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah, are there any non-rap girlies that Nicki has been
Miley
with?
Cyrus, okay. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or does she love Taylor? No. I think
I feel like she's Taylor. I haven't seen, which I don't follow her, but I feel like I haven't even seen her like at events. You know, like how
lately
she's been
off the grid okay. because she needs to be.
Well.
She thinks everybody, she feels like everybody hates her. I don't know. Like, yeah. I really had to check out because I have been a Nicki fan, since the beginning. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm saying Itty Bitty Piggy era when she was with Gucci Mane.
Right.
Very Freaky Girl. Like, I'm very much, not Very Freaky Girl, Freaky Girl, the original. I've been a fan from the beginning, and I've always been a fan. She's always done great things, and I see her as an icon among the other.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
seriously. Just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
They're great female rappers. Mm-hmm. And I feel like to see where she's at now, it's kind of like Kanye adjacent to see you make great work over for decades, and then to literally now be on the internet, literally like on some mental health ranting, raving, like lock these people up, like somebody needs a medication regimen type shit, is just like it's hurtful to see, because you put so much greatness out, and now just to see you out here like let loose and just really just going out sad. I feel like Nikki is above all of this, and that she's letting all this petty beef like make her look bad. And it's kind of like messing up her credibility. But at the end of the day, you can't beat the fact that she's done great things. But I feel like it's just making her look bad. I really feel like she
didn't she be with Mariah as well?
Yes. Like, it's just, I hate to see it. I hate to see it.
Yeah.
But
and you had made a note that kind of the way, or the reason Nikki is mad at Cardi is the same reason she was mad at Little Kim.
Because okay, so when Nikki came out, apparently it was Kim was mad at Nikki because she felt like Nikki did not pay her homage. As the new rap girl in the game, Nikki needed to pay homage and say that I love Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is my idol type shit. Even though there has been shown that Nikki has said in interviews, because, you know, everybody's going to ask, who's your favorite? Who's your top five female rappers? Or da-da-da-da-da shit. They've been doing this. Been doing shit like this. But anyways, and she's always said Lil' Kim, but apparently Kim found issue with feeling like Nikki was trying to take her place and that Nikki didn't pay her homage. So in the process, Kim was just more feel towards proving the point and being mad and wanting to beef with Nikki that she went out sad by really making a little girl make her look bad. Like, as a grown-ass woman, you shouldn't let no amateur trick you out your spot. Let them just do their thing. Welcome to the game. I'll give you a feature. Good for you type shit. But that's not what happened. And Nikki came in and she completely bulldozed, took over, came with jail, and now she looks like the fucking leprechaun and, you know, whatever. So, and then Nikki's the big top girl. She's the pop girly. She's got the clothing line. She's doing her thing. She's really the only one really like prime, big rap girl at the time. So she's that girl. For decades, like I said, winning all the awards is Nicki Minaj. And then Cardi B comes along and Cardi's good. She's popping. She's the new girl. Like, Nicki, you didn't have this thing on lock for like almost 20 years. Like,
bro,
let the young bitch come in and do her thing. Let her to rap. And she always gave Nicki props, and Nicki just wasn't feeling that. And then it just turns into a... Now y'all want to fight each other at the Met Gala. Now y'all beefing.
Well, because, and okay, who brought a Who's Kid first?
That's debatable.
Okay.
I think Nikki liked a tweet about somebody talking shit about Culture.
Okay.
And I think that's how it started. Okay. Right. I think. It's gone
beyond the music, right?
On multiple occasions, and now it's gotten to the point where now we're talking about kids, like Nikki's like writing soliloquies to the children about I'm sorry about your mother, and then Cardi's shooting back, and Cardi saying allegedly Nikki's son can't even talk and he's five, and his favorite colors his favorite color is five.
Not the babies. Gee, leave the children out of that.
Yes, like it's just really, really, really.
It never has to be that serious.
Nasty. And then but, here comes JT trying to say talk shit, and it's just bad. And then Bia, and then JT and Santana are into it, and it's just like, what does it have to do with Cardi's album? Like, the girls are at it. The girls are into it.
All right. Can what about Meg and Glow? I feel like everybody's trying to pit them against each other.
Again, you know, my kumbaya is. I just want everybody to get along. Right. I don't think there's anything going on with Meg and Glow.
I think. Yeah. But I mean...
I feel like maybe it was a mistake. It was shady. We can stick a pin in it. Like, there's no solid proof that it was intentional. So I might just let it slide, but I am going to stick a pin in it. And if something else happened that I got to give you the side eye, then I ain't fucking with you. But I just feel like right now they're in different places. Meg is obsessed with my man. What's the... My baby. So, and then Glow's got her man. Everybody's got an NBA player. I think it's cute. Like, I love the rap girlies and the athletes. All like, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Kyurem Queens. I don't know. And then they're saying that, like, Glow is, like, stealing Meg's style. Listen, guys. Glow has Meg's old stylist.
Right. And I was glad that you pointed that out to me, because I was like, okay, everybody's saying, like, she's trying to copy Meg.
Why?
Well, I feel like Meg probably meant to. I mean, Meg brought her on tour with her.
Like, I feel like they're good friends. Like, he's not working for me, he's working for me. I don't, again, but you know, also, you know how women are.
Right.
And everything can be catty. So it really might be something, but again, that's not my business. I love, if you please give me Meg and Glow on a song, I'm tuned in.
Right.
Give me Meg and Cardi in a song, I'm tuned in. Give me Glow and Cardi, I'm tuned in. Like,
what was the last song that Meg and Cardi did?
They all three of them were on Wannabe by Glorilla.
Okay. I'm trying to find Meg's new song and see if I can play a snippet. Okay,
love a girl,
here we go.
Or love a boy or love a girl.
Love a girl. Hello? Is it gonna play?
Kissing you. I know you feeling me. You know I'm feeling you. A very freaky girl. You heard what Gucci said. First I give you my number, then you give me some.
Hey, all right. My dad watches. cute song.
Yeah.
I think again, a lot of people were in an uproar. And I'm so tired of seeing Meg shake her ass. I'm not. I'm so tired of the overly sexualized. Here's the thing. My only, not even critique is, I feel like it was promoted as like a lover girl. So I thought it was going to be more like love song, more of her like more emotional stuff, like especially with her her most recent album.
You're going to get a ballot from me.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, she did more of like, on her last album, she did raps that were more like emotional. Depressed. Right. So I figured maybe she would kind of tap into that and be like lover girl. And it gave much more like
light, happy fucking.
Yeah. Which I love. I love it. I love the song. It's great. I wanted more lover girl, but that's okay.
Meg tried to be vulnerable and y'all hated it. Remember?
This is true. And I mean,
y'all didn't like the song. Didn't like Trauma Zine.
The music video is great. I love Trauma Zine.
When the girl was crying out for help, wasn't nobody trying to hear that. Y'all were just piling on. Mm-mm. So the girl doesn't feel comfortable being vulnerable with y'all. Okay. Y'all hate her. Right. I wouldn't let y'all in no ways.
Well, hey.
So my bad.
Yeah.
I am a hottie. Down.
Yeah. Kay? Big time.
So
can do no wrong. And never. I love what she shares about her relationship and stuff like that. She keeps it, you know, cute. Y'all don't get to know too much, which is the perfect way to be. I think it's adorable. But apparently, my lesbian lover feels like it's a lavender relationship.
I didn't say lavender. Did I say lavender?
You said lavender. I got proof right here. Right here. You literally said, meh, not buying it. It's giving lavender. And I put in parentheses, me visibly shocked that you think it's lavender. He's a man madly in love. He's in love. They're allowing each other to be feminine.
Let me backpedal on lavender.
Okay.
PR.
No. I think they've been together.
Anybody's relationships, to be quite honest.
I think they've been together a lot longer than since what they have released to the public. I'm not buying it. I think that
we'll see. But... I don't believe anybody that's in a relationship anymore. I'm just like, what's about to come out?
I think he's so. I think he's nerdy enough for her because she's a nerd. She's a big nerd.
True.
So I think it's adorable. I think he's soft. I think she's able to be soft with him, and I love that.
I love that. I think it's cute. Again, I'm not buying it. Just like I'm not buying Tiana Taylor and the Green Eyed Bandit. I don't believe anybody, to be quite honest. Okay. But I mean, that's not my business.
Right. Right. I love to just admire them because they're beautiful couples.
Yes, I love beautiful gowns.
Beautiful couples.
But I'm just waiting for it to end.
Right. I hope that maybe like this single of hers is maybe just like an introduction into like a new.
I hope so, but the way that people have received it,
right?
She's probably, it can be a deterrent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, and that's the thing about Cardi. I feel like that's the reason why it took fucking 7 years for her to release an album, because you put something out and everybody criticizes it and shits on it and kicks it down and talks mad shit that you literally don't want to put anything out or are afraid to put something out because you got so much backlash and criticism. Mm-hmm. And the girlies have literally openly said, like, I have to get off my phone. I have to delete apps. I can't be on my phone because getting on there and seeing what people are saying is draining me and killing me and dimming my light.
Saw Meg's documentary. Yes. Like
Megan said this, Cardi has said it. A lot. Everybody that I feel that is famous, especially in the age of social media, has been like, that phone is the devil. Like, it's not good for you. So I wouldn't want to put another, every time I put something out, y'all are going to literally find a way to rip it apart and people put it under a microscope.
Yeah, people feel entitled. Like, it's one thing to have your opinion, but it's another thing to, like, just, like, be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, be so emotional behind it. Vehement. Like,
A visceral reaction.
Yeah,
to
like, is it really that big of a deal? Does it affect you at the end of the day? No. And people just feel entitled to not even giving their opinions, but having access to. And it's like, at the end of the day, like, we're all strangers on the internet, y'all. You know? So
I don't like being criticized anyways.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine being criticized by millions and millions, thousands of thousands. I can't even imagine being by more than one person without wanting to break down a freaking...
Girl, you see what happens when I get one little sideways comment.
Like,
Larry...
like I don't do well with criticism, so I can just imagine the toll that it would take. So I have empathy about for that.
All right, well, that is all we have for our little pop culture segment. Let me get a sip of water real quick, guys.
Thirsty.
Just need to wet my whistle because next up we have Rock Talks, and this week. I told you guys last episode that I was going to introduce a crystal that has to do with tantric energy and meditation and stuff. And so on this week of Rock Talks, we have fluorescent serpentine.
I haven't seen this one.
I've had it for a while.
Where do you keep it?
In my bedroom.
Oh, that's why I'm not saying.
And you'll see why I keep it in my bedroom. So this rock is the shape of it. If you're not watching, it is like, like a triangle spear. It's like a tower, but just a triangle. It's like, it's a triangle, two flat surfaces that are polished edges. And then the triangle part is a rough edge. It is a beautiful, pistachio green with white banding. Mm-hmm. And I got this crystal whenever I was in California. And when we went whenever we went to Joshua Tree, we went out for the day in the desert, and they have like an old shanty town that is, like an old Western town. And we went into some gift shop, and it was a crystal shop. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm looking around and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I'd never seen something that looked like that before. I had no idea what it was. Had never heard of it. And so I got it.
Gray.
I don't know. Does it have a little bit of blue in it? I'm not seeing either of those colors.
Are you cool?
No, it's green. It's green and white. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, that's, I would say grayish. There's some like darker little inclusions. Anyway, I got it, and this particular serpentine is from Utah, And I believe it's called fluorescent because I think under UV light, it glows. So I'm going to read you a little excerpt about this crystal. Excuse me. And it's probably going to be a little long-winded, but I really wanted to, you guys know I like to give you the full detail. So here we go. Serpentine is the name given to a subgroup of magnesium, asbestos, and silicate minerals formed in serpentinite rock. Don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but that's what it looks like.
Okay.
It commonly crystallizes in the forms of masses, fibrous grains, and flat-like plates. The colors can vary from light and dark greens to brown, yellow, white, and gray. Okay, hey, you know it. I can't say it to you.
Contacts.
Honey.
I'm locked in.
Fresh pear. So serpentine is like the top of the class of rock, and then there's subclasses underneath right. that, I guess is the best way I could describe it. And they have been independently verified and are called lizardite, atlanticite, greenstone, and infinite. So they're all types of serpentine crystals.
Okay.
The name was given to this group of minerals in 1564 by Georgius Argicola, maybe. Serpentine can be found just in about every continent on Earth with an abundance specifically located in South Africa, Australia, Germany, France, Madagascar, Peru, and the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I like to tell you guys what these crystals are good for if you want to meditate with them or have them in your house to cleanse energies. And serpentine is a crystal that can harness and amplify what is called your kundalini energy. And that comes from your root chakra. So your root chakra is like the base of your spine, I think. Don't quote me on that. It's the bottom. I think it's the lowest one. And kundalini energy releases from the base of the root chakra up the spine and out of the crown chakra, acting as an ultimate energetic refresher for your unique autonomy. So basically, like serpentine, that's kind of where the name came from because it coils its way up your spine.
Okay.
Let's see. So kundalini is related to tantra, which is a spiritual system that uses various practices, including tantric sex, to achieve personal growth and spiritual connection by weaving together the physical, mental, and spiritual. Tantric sex aims to achieve heightened spiritual and energetic connection, during a sensual experience, emphasizing mindfulness, breathing, and slow, intentional movements to activate sexual energy. Sorry, Dad. But I told you guys I wanted to tell you about it. Now, when I got this crystal, I did not know any of that, right? I just thought it looked cool. And I'll basically sum it up by saying it works. And that's why I keep it in my bedroom. So,
he was in there giving that man hell.
Yeah! I never said I was with somebody. So, it works, yeah. And if my best friend over here would do a sounds good after dark with me, a podcast on Patreon, we could get into a little bit more detail so I could explain some more things. But unfortunately, my parents are watching. So we're gonna keep it right there. So yeah, serpentine works, and not only can you use it with sex-based practice, you can use it in regular meditation as well. It aligns all of our chakras, but has a harmonious connection with our heart. It helps bring your truest desires to life, and it aids in your ability to love and display compassionate emotions. So it's all about love, girl.
Love that.
All right, so that is all we have for Rock Talks. I think next time we do Rock Talks, you've been noticing a lot of my quartz around the house. You noticed the one in the kitchen, and I realize I actually have a lot of quartz, so I'm going to do like a whole little quartz segment. So,
I thought you...
No, I did not fart. I wonder if they can hear it on the... Okay, sorry. All right, guys, that about wraps it up for this episode. But before we leave you, we are going to do our little Talking to the Moon segment. And this week we have a little, it was a TikTok that I saw. And I'm just going to read some, an excerpt from kind of the things that she was saying. Some of my favorite lines she said. Okay. And, oh yeah, cause it's 8:10. We got to watch, we're about to watch the verses, y'all.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. What you said, no, hold on, wait, no limit in cash money.
I'm thinking about the backdrop.
The backdrop.
What we talked about when you do your talk to the moon.
Oh, my moon. I have a moon lamp, you guys. I have a, it's a, like a little mini projector.
I thought you said you were going to put up on the, like you did last time, you put something up on the screen.
Oh, yeah. So if you watch on YouTube, I've been trying to get my little editor bag. Nothing fancy. But I do, like, on the thumb, I put it on the thumbnail, but I can put it on the whole video. Truth be told. Like, all right up here, I can do stars and moons and whatever. Like,
I don't think you know what I'm talking about, but continue. Oh,
what are you talking about?
You missed it.
You're talking about the moon in the video.
Okay. What moon and what video?
You literally just said the moon on the backdrop. What are you talking about?
Okay. In the last episode you did.
Yeah.
You did the Talking to the Moon.
Yes.
Or your poem to the moon. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't the last episode.
Yeah.
And while you read the poem, you had like a...
Yes. Yeah, because that was the episode that we were talking about our road trips.
There was nothing on the fucking wall, bitch.
I know.
There was a literal...
She's talking about highways and harmonies. When we were talking about all of the road trips, and it was the moon from Santorini over the ocean. Yes, I put it over on the video whenever I was doing my Talking to the Moon segment. I'm with you now. I thought you were commenting on the thumbnail where I added moon graphics to the thumbnail.
That's why I said, no, we're not talking about moon.
Okay.
Sorry, Talking to the Moon.
Talking to the Moon. All right, here we go. We're going to get it together, guys. Okay, this week it is brought to you by the user I'm Just Keisha 7, and she says this. Maybe growing up is just becoming who you were at 14, but learning how to love her this time. Maybe healing isn't becoming someone new. Maybe it's remembering who you were before the world told you to shrink. Mm. The real glow up is when you become the safe place that the 14-year-old girl always needed. And with that, we love you and we leave you and we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.